Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Both at the White House and at the Capitol, the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they stopped a suspect from breaching the security perimeters, both in a vehicle, in a vehicle at both locations. I would say that from both of the United States Secret Service and Capitol Police officers, from what I have seen so far in this investigation, acted heroically.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm in a giddy mood tonight because I tend towards cynicism. And the incident in Washington has a certain appearance to me of cops who shot an unarmed woman with an infant in the back seat because they panicked. And they killed a woman who was surrounded by guys with guns, tried to get away from them. After all, look, she could have had an assault baby in the back. Baby aboard. I mean, we don't know. The baby could have had a bomb strapped to the baby backpack. Or it turns out that the woman they killed, African-American, by the way, which creates quite a conflict for the liberal media. Because either way, they don't know how to handle this. Now they have to go to their PC books on how to handle this story. She turns out to be a dental hygienist. She could have had a loaded assault toothbrush in her trunk. And so the Schutzstaffel had to do what they had to do. The Schutzstaffel has one job. The Schutzstaffel has one job, which is to protect the Führer. Now, of course, she was in an outer ring, but you never know. This tourist could have been a terrorist. And I believe she was shot and killed by trigger-happy police. See, what happens is, if you look at the tapes over and over again, as I have done, the woman is in a panic. She's trying to get away, right? So now she's surrounded by guys pointing machine guns and pistols at her. She's got a kid in the back seat, in a baby seat. She's panicking. Half of these guys didn't look like cops. They were wearing short sleeve shirts. All she sees are hands with guns. She's got tunnel vision. She says, let me get out of here. So she backs up, rams a car, and races away. Then they execute her. So now they're going to come up with a story as sure as I'm sitting here. Right now they're in her apartment in Connecticut. They'll probably find a book by Arthur Godfrey on how to brew tea and connect it to the Tea Party. Perhaps by tomorrow, Ted Cruz will be arrested and charged with being an accessory to this act of terrorism. I could ask you a question. It's not a laughing matter. I've never seen a nation of such cowards in my life. Did you see what happened in our nation's capital today with people laying on the ground, hiding in their offices? Did you hear the commands that were given to our leaders? I will read it to you. Here is a command came from the so-called Capitol Police, who I'm affectionately referring to today as the Sturmstaffel today. Close, lock, and stay away from external doors and windows. Take annunciators, emergency supply kits, and escape hoods, and move to your office's assigned shelter in place, location, or the innermost part of the office away from external doors or windows. Capitol Police told congressional staffers in an email. And then they gave the order to shoot to kill. They gave the order to kill her. After all, there could have been a baby in the back with a bomb on the baby's backpack. So how do you view, you're listening to the show. Admittedly, I am a cynic. At first, I thought I'm a skeptic. But when I researched the definition of the word cynical, I realized I'm actually a cynic, not a skeptic. I will read you what a cynic is. Believing or showing the belief that people are motivated chiefly by base or selfish concerns, skeptical of the motives of others, a cynical dismissal of the politician's promise for reform. Makes me a skeptic right there, too. Negative or pessimistic, as from world weariness, a cynical view of the average voter's intelligence. Bingo, or shall I say, oh, bing, four or three. Expressing jaded or scornful skepticism or negativity. Cynical laughter. Would you define my laughter as cynical? I'm being cynical when I say it could have been an assault baby in the back, so the SS had to kill her. Why are the cops killing so many people today? I mean, is there an answer to this question? Look at this article from the New York Post from earlier. Listen to this carefully. D.C. attacker shot dead after high-speed chase. D.C. attacker? She didn't attack anybody. Here's the early story. A dental hygienist, I guess she had attacked toothpicks or something. A dental hygienist from Connecticut was the female driver who tried to ram her car into a White House barricade. Now, let's stop right there. I watched the tape. She hit the barricade when they surrounded her, and she was freaked out. She didn't know what to do. That's what it looked like to me. High-speed chase? Miriam Carey, who formerly lived in Brooklyn, was licensed to practice in New York and Connecticut and had a permit to work as a hygienist in Connecticut prisons. Whoa, well, there we go, right there. At least a dozen gunshots were fired when she tried to flee cops who had trapped her two blocks from the Capitol. She was hit several times. So, in other words, the bullets that were flying were coming from the cops shooting through both sides of the car. One set of cops, one cop panicked and shot, then the rest went crazy. Because the bullets were flying out of one side of the car toward the other, so the cops on the other side thought the woman was shooting at them, so they killed her. A child believed to be a girl 2 years old was found unhurt in a black Infiniti sedan. What is this about? What is this about? How is this possible in our country that an unarmed woman, let us say she panicked, let's just argue for an argument's sake, she got into an argument, they say, we don't know if that's true. She got confused. I would say there's a high degree of probability that with all of those the maze of barricades in Washington, D.C., you can get lost around the Capitol. And the video that we've been looking at all day shows a scared mom with a baby in the back from Connecticut who didn't know where she was, and she was trying to get away from cops, and then she was executed by a bunch of cops who just started firing. I know you want me to say yes, and I'll salute the cops, but I'm not going to do that. There comes a point where somebody has to say something about the number of people who are just getting whacked in this country. How come the cops are so quick to shoot an unarmed black woman in an Infiniti sedan with a baby in the back when they tiptoed ever so lightly around the Boston Marathon bombers? They had every reason to believe they were planning an event and nobody would go near them. How come DHS let the Boston Marathon bombing occur? How come they let the Fort Hood shooter kill when he was signaling he was going to kill? How come they let so many other events occur without doing a thing? Here's an unarmed black woman with a baby in the back of her car, executed by the inner bodyguard of the Barack Obama. Make no mistake about it. You are witnessing now the inner rungs of the bodyguard details of the presidency that is running around terrified right now. And I'm sorry to say they look more and more like the Schutzstaffen to me than the heroes that they looked like not too many years ago. I fear my government. Where are all the peaceful hippies today? And the media has a real problem, you see. See, she was a white woman. I'm sorry, she was a black woman with a baby. So they're in a pickle. Normally, they would come to the aid of a black woman who was executed by a bunch of police with machine guns and say, police brutality. You'd hear that. If a cop gives a ticket to a minority for the wrong reason, police brutality complaints are filed here in San Francisco. Now, the reason that the left-wing media can't report this for what it is, in my cynical view, is because they have a problem. They don't know which side to take. If they take her side, that means that Obama's bodyguards were at fault. And they're going to have to point out that they're trigger-happy and frightened and that they're on edge. By the way, with the government shutdown, how come there were so many machine gun-wielding cops? Where'd they come from? Weren't they all laid off? I thought the country was about to go disappear like the melting ice caps that aren't melting. I thought we were out of business. Harry Reid said that the government was closed down. Where'd all the cops with loaded machine guns come from so fast? They pop up out of sewers? It's like Superman and the Mole Men. I mean, you press a button and machine gun cops come out of the ground? So forgive me for my end-of-day glass here on the Savage Nation. It's the last word in talk radio. I've watched this all day long. It's what I do for a living. I do nothing else. I have no day job. This is my day job. And to me, this looks like a case of police misconduct. We don't know who fired first, nor why. We don't know who gave the order permitting the SS to fire on this woman. Who fired it? Was it the SS, the FBI, the D.C. Capitol Police? Who was it? Was it the... I don't know who did. No one will. You'll never know. They're searching her house right now, and they're looking for telltale signs of terrorism. God knows what they'll manufacture by tomorrow. How do you feel about this story? Do you have my cynical view, skeptical view? Or do you take the side of the government who killed her? What side are you taking? The phone number is 855-407-282. There's a story right now on the Drudge Report. Immigration activists plan disruption at Capitol, confrontation with police. Do you suppose that the SS will shoot any of the immigration activists who might penetrate one of the outer rungs, any of the barriers? Or they'd be invited in for Latino night at the White House instead? Something's very wrong with our country. When I first saw this, I said, oh, my God, this is the Reichstag event I've been fearing. And then when I realized it was an unarmed woman who was simply whacked by nervous cops, I said, oh, my God, it's even worse than a Reichstag event. This is terrible. This is just terrible. It means anybody who does anything wrong and doesn't get out of the way fast enough can be executed. So take my viewpoint. Okay, let's start with my viewpoint, then we'll go to your viewpoint. She had no harm intended. She got lost in the maze. So a guard comes out and says, get away from me, you're too close to the Capitol White House. So she doesn't know what to do, and she argues. Now, you know what arguing with a cop means? Asking a question. All you got to do is say to the cop, I'm sorry, sir, I'm lost. He would say to her, you're arguing with me. I know how this works. I've had it happen to me in a drugstore. You say one word to these people who think they have authority over you, and they twist everything around so that you're attacking them, and you're a threat to them. And they say, are you threatening me? She says, I'm not threatening you. I'm just lost. All right, call for backup. I've seen this. I know how it works. And I can guarantee you, if you really knew the truth, that's one view you could accept. Now, there's another view. Let's say by tomorrow, to be fair to the possibilities, they find in her apartment books on, I don't know, the Revolutionary War. I don't know. She's reading a book on the Revolutionary War. She read a book on George Washington. So they'll say that's evidence of some kind of revolutionary tendencies. Or they find a copy of the U.S. Constitution in her bedroom, hidden now in the back room for fear that it could be found by the SS. So she hides the U.S. Constitution in a closet in the back room. And they say this proves she was a radical activist. Or worse yet, it turns out she could be a Tea Party member. And that explains it all right then and there. Then there's pretext to arrest Ted Cruz and the leadership of the Tea Party in order to make sure we can all move on and make the government work for us. All right, look, I'm opening it up to you, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm giving you one man's opinion. They are calling themselves heroes. Did you hear the police chief say that they're heroes? You would call this heroic? Would you consider this heroic action on the part of the police, killing an unarmed woman? Yes or no? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
There was two places where shots were fired that we're aware of at this point. This is still preliminary. The pursuit started at 15th and E Street, came down Pennsylvania Avenue. At some point in a Garfield Circle, there were shots fired after the suspect vehicle rammed into a Secret Service vehicle. And then the vehicle then continued on First Street to Constitution Avenue, up Constitution, around the barriers, and then onto 100 block of Maryland Avenue, where the vehicle crashed and additional shots were fired there.
Vehicle crashed, so they executed her? Why? Why? What did they kill her for? She had no gun. Who gave the order to kill this woman? This is like the Ruby Ridge incident in a strange way. I'm sorry, you can't suddenly... Look, I support the police, you know that. So let's start with that. I'll give you the litmus test. But this is starting to look like we have an out-of-control Praetorian guard around Obama that's trigger-happy. And if we don't have the right to criticize the Praetorian guard, we will see an increase of terror and aggression and destructiveness perpetrated by this inner ring of bodyguards, as we have seen in other countries at other times going back to ancient Rome. The woman was not a terrorist. She was, we don't know what she was, but it looks to me like she was just whacked by trigger-happy police. Something's wrong here. Again, this is a cynical view, I admit. A cynic is an unbelieving, skeptical, suspicious individual. So I'm going to change the name of my show from The Last Word in Talk Radio to The Most Skeptical Show in Talk Radio. Maybe that'll become my new moniker when I move to Drive Time. And now, The Savage Nation, the most skeptical show in radio. I would think that most Americans who are not on drugs are skeptical of everything today. They believe nobody. They don't believe me, but they listen to me because it sounds like them thinking in the deepest moments of their inner psyche. This is how people think what I'm saying to you. Don't blame me for expressing what the average person with a mind is thinking tonight. So you want to talk about this? Let's start with a number of callers. 805, I forgot my number already. 855-400-7282. It's not a laughing matter. The woman's dead. They executed her. How did they avoid killing the baby? And why would they kill her if she had a baby in the back? What's wrong here? Something is wrong with the picture. What is wrong with this picture? Let's say she's mentally ill. Okay, let's start with another positive. She's a mentally ill woman. She comes to the White House area, the outer barrier, and she wants to see the president for whatever reason. And they won't let her there, and they go away, and she won't go away, and she goes crazy. Is that a reason to kill her? Tim on WBOB, welcome to the show. Your opinion counts. Go ahead, please.
Good evening. I want to say I share your distrust of this government, but I disagree with you about killing this woman. I mean, I hate to see the woman killed, but all she had to do was stop, put her hands up, and get out of the car.
Oh, I agree with you. I learned that when I was 17 years old when a friend's father said, when an officer stops you, always agree with them and comply. Never argue with them. But that's what you do when you're rational. But what if you're a mentally unstable woman, as she was? Does that mean you should kill her?
Well, at the time, they don't know that.
Oh, I see. The baby in the back could have had a bomb in the baby. The baby could have had bomb material. She could have had, like, you know, C4 explosive in her diaper. The Schutzstaffel had to protect the Führer.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
There's an outer perimeter checkpoint of the White House. Beyond that checkpoint, there are multiple other checkpoints that someone would have to go through. But there's this unauthorized vehicle approached the checkpoint. Our officers acted appropriately.
Yeah, they executed a woman in a car with a baby without a gun. That's appropriate to you, moron? No, it's not appropriately. In a civilized country, whoever shot and killed her, as well as whoever gave the order to shoot and kill her, would be investigated immediately. It happens in a normal police shooting, don't they? They take the officer off duty and investigate. I haven't heard anyone taken off duty of you. So what is this about? Why did they kill her? Because they panicked. They just freaked out and got scared. So someone behind the scenes said, okay, you've got the right to shoot her. The head of the Schutzstaffel said that we got to protect the Führer so you can now shoot to kill. I'm surprised a Black Hawk helicopter didn't come in or a drone. I love their reporting that she was in a black sedan. AP is now making it into a black sedan. She was in an Infiniti, a late model car, making it sound eerie now. She had no gun. When I first heard it, it was like woman in car. No woman. Initially, it was a car shooting. So, uh-oh. Wow. Somebody went crazy. Then you hear dental hygienist. Oh, really? Then you hear woman. Then you hear baby in the back. Then you put two and two together, and you say, okay, the cops panicked and killed her. All right, when the girls and I get back from the lounge tonight, we're going to back off a little tonight. We're going to decompress a little at the lanes outside Maryland. We're going to throw down a few brews, throw a few balls around. We get back, we'll review the tapes tonight. And all right, move on. It's all over now. Go ahead, get back to your shutdown. Take a walk. It's over. The girls and I'll have another press conference in the morning. We'll review the tapes. Killed by law enforcement. What law? Who shot her? What bullets? Did she get shot by a hollow point bullet? Who killed her? Oh, I guess I said could have been a loaded assault toothbrush in her trunk or a bunch of them. You never know. You know, I mean, she was a dental hygienist. Maybe the high-flying drone saw toothbrushes in the back and thought that they were bombs. And the baby, who said it was a baby? I mean, to an inner circle cop, that's no baby. That could have been a C4 explosive molded into the form of a baby in a carrier. Listen, this is serious business. Here's another element. She's a black woman executed for whatever reason, unarmed, not one word from the frauds in the civil rights racket. Not one word from the frauds in the civil rights racket. Not one word from the frauds in the civil rights racket. Where's the Congressional Black Caucus that's so quick to blame everybody for everything? Where are they today? They don't know what's going on here. An unarmed black woman gets executed and they have nothing to say? Why not? Well, they have a problem. They're between a rock and a hard place. Black woman president on the other side. They don't know whatever they say now. They have they're in a prison. They're in a prison of their own making. Because they can't think anymore. All they can do is give you rhetoric that fulfills the nature of their lies. Again, this is one man's opinion, and I am a cynic. I admit that. Cynic equals unbelieving, skeptical, or suspicious. Although I would say skepticism is different than cynicism, to be frank with you. Many years ago, I wrote a book called The Skeptical Nutritionist that was published in 1980. And that was a little different because I was skeptical of all the nutritional information that was being put out by the vitamin peddlers. So I wrote a book about it. It was a nice book, interesting, very, very literate, very, very educated position. And today I'm giving you what I think is a cynical view of what happened today. But I have to come down on the side of the unarmed woman. It's as simple as that. Judith on KSFO, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Oh, you are totally right on. I've listened to you, like 8 years, and I'm thinking like you think, okay? So I understand, and I understand Obama's pattern, but get this. Right before you went on the air, I was watching CNN, and yep. They've now come out with the announcement that justifies the shooting, and they're saying she was using the car as a weapon.
Yeah, that's the car is now a weapon.
Yeah, so does that mean now we're going to have a ban on all cars in the United States?
Oh, what a bunch of BS. The car is a weapon.
Now, this has Obama.
First of all, they're reporting she's mentally ill, okay? So let's say a mentally ill person uses a car in a manner that's inappropriate or even in a threatening manner. Is that the best our advanced society can do is kill her?
Exactly.
Where are the why they couldn't pull out a bomb truck and stop her? Where was the bomb truck? Here in San Francisco, the tax squad came out with a bomb truck for a naked bum in a tree 3 weeks ago in downtown San Francisco. They brought out a bomb squad car for a bum in a tree. And you're telling me that all of the cops in D.C. don't have a bomb truck they could have pulled out?
Yeah, they were saying that several people were injured when this first let out.
Wait a minute. The police are such bad shots they couldn't shoot out her tires? They had to kill her?
Right.
Well, let's say she was deranged. Let's say she was panicked. Let's say she was using the car in a threatening manner. You shoot the tires out, don't you?
Exactly.
Why do you have to? Why do you kill the woman, especially if there's a baby in the back? You're telling me the cops couldn't see the baby?
And now they're saying that she's from Stamford, Connecticut, and there was an envelope with some white powder in it.
Oh, the white powder. Johnson's baby powder for the baby.
See, Obama makes...
Oh, my God. They're inventing a white powder story now?
Yeah, it was in a manila envelope in front of the door. They actually have now...
Oh, my God. This is disgusting.
FBI, they're going through the house.
Oh, God in heaven. I'm getting a migraine. I'm getting a double migraine now. I really am. I need an aspirin. How did they find white powder so conveniently? In an envelope outside her door. This is like a bad B novel. This is reading like a bad... If I were writing a suspense novel, you know, like one of the novels I write, my editor would say that's contrived. You have to drop that out of the story. Am I correct?
I have to say that it's the typical thinking of Obama and all his lies. You know, telling the women to go out there like your girls that are going to get a brew and he's saying, oh, I got a great one. They're so stupid in America, they're not going to believe this one. We'll say the car was a weapon. She was using it as a weapon. And then we found the manila envelope with a white powder in it.
Oh, that does it right then and there. There it is. There's the white powder again.
And they're combing her place in stamps.
Oh, I wonder what else they may find. I'm sure they'll find Tea Party literature.
What about the husband? I sue for wrongful death. And
no, forget suing. Forget about suing. It's too late. She's dead. How did they avoid killing the baby with all those shots they fired at her? They just indiscriminately fired into a car with a deranged woman in it?
Looking in the driver's seat, they saw her. They were holding their guns there. They were all pointing at her like 20 different people. That,
Judith, I saw the very same scene on TV. And half the cops were not in uniform. They had short-sleeve shirts on. Let's say you're her, God forbid, right? Now you're in a panic. Now you're running away. You don't know what the hell is going on. You hit a barrier. They surround you. Guns are pointing at you with arms. All you see are black and white arms with guns pointing at you. You're a woman with a baby in the back. Tell me what you would do.
The same thing.
You'd back up as fast as you could to get the hell out of Washington, D.C., because you're afraid a gang has surrounded you to kill you.
And that's part of the Gang of Eight.
Judith, I'm not going to ask you any questions because I don't think you and I are the only ones in America who are seeing this for what it is, are we?
I've been watching it on my internet. I go in at like 1 in the morning, I look at all the comments, and I would say that 90% of the comments are against this whole regime.
Yeah, well, that you'll never hear that, though, from the Praetorian Guard in the newspaper business.
Instead of the game, you can actually predict what they're going to do based on, if you read those comments, and I only go in at 1 in the morning, because it's the only time I can read the comments. They're too busy, or Yahoo doesn't let you see them.
I understand. They're closing down comments now because they know the American people are commenting about Obama and his fraud. It's almost an avalanche of commentary now. They can't stop it. So many of these sites are closing down comments. You know that.
Oh, I've experienced it.
Oh, yes. The new Soros-run media is no comments permitted. I don't know how much longer talk radio is going to last. I'll be frank with you. I have no idea. Why don't they just shut talk radio down? After all, we're not Americans. We don't belong to this country. The real Americans come from Mexico and aren't citizens. Those are the real Americans. Those are the people who should be invited to the White House for a conch soup. Okay, let's go to some callers. Andrew on WABC, welcome to the program. Fire away.
Dr. Savage, on a lighter note, thank God that you're on earlier. Now I can hang out with my wife.
I'm not on earlier yet. I'm not on earlier. It's not going to happen until January. You got 4 more months to go.
Have to be nice to her.
It's 3 months. It's only 90. It's like less than 90 days till the new time change. Are you going to be able to listen to my show now in the day part as I take over Hannity's time slot on Cumulus stations?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I don't have to have the laptop. I don't have to have the one earphone in one ear and try to listen to her. And sometimes I would avoid her if I was going to be on the show.
Oh, you mean avoid your wife?
Like if I was going to call in and I was on hold to walk, I would avoid her.
As I say, look, Hannity's a nice guy. I have nothing negative to say about him. People are going to realize they can listen to my radio show by day and watch him at night, late at night, if they want to stay up that late and when he's in the Siberia of Fox News. Thanks for the call. They want to catch what he's got to say. They don't need his radio show because he only promotes what he's going to sell on TV. He sells what's on TV that night. So what do you need it for? That's it. All right. Here's the story. What's the story with the baby was Obama's? Come on, Ed. Ed on WMAL. It's a rumor now. What you're about to hear is a rumor. Ed, you're on WMAL in Washington. Tell us the rumor.
I heard from a friend that's Uniform Division of Secret Service. The story going around among the guys on the outer perimeter was the woman approached the vehicle control point, said she wanted to see the president. They asked her if she had an appointment. no, they tried to brush her off, shoo her away. Told her to call the White House operator, make an appointment, and she insisted. She said that she wanted the president to see his baby. That was her allegation.
Oh, my God. So she's a certifiable nutcase. Let's stop right there. Let's say this rumored story has some validity. Now, let's say she's nuts. okay? Does that justify killing her? Of course it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Why didn't they shoot her tires out? Why did they have to shoot her?
Well, I don't know that part of the story, but the part that bothered me was when Chief Lanier, who's the chief of Metro Police, and her compadre organizations of the U.S. Secret Service and the Capitol Police, she couldn't answer lots of questions, but the one thing she knew, without having an investigation, she knew that they performed heroically.
Oh, yes. Let's play clip two again. All right, we come back from the lanes tonight. We'll tell you more about what happened. Move along here.
Both at the White House and at the Capitol, the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do.
What
and they stopped a suspect
like
from breaching the security perimeters both in a vehicle at both locations. I would say that from both United States Secret Service and Capitol Police officers, from what I have seen so far in this investigation, acted heroically.
Heroically. She couldn't use a lesser description. Heroically, no. If this is heroically, we are really in trouble. We're really in trouble. Look what the country's being run by now. D.C. police chief, Kathy Lanier. I wonder how she got the job, because she was a hero cop? You suspect she got the job for reasons other than she had been a hero and had many commendations? Yeah, I doubt it. Where's the Congressional Black Caucus on this incident? Where are the two reverends, the so-called reverends tonight, who are quick to scream the minute someone breaks a hangnail of color? Where are they? Where's Louis Farrakhan tonight? Where are they? This is an unarmed black woman, 30-some-odd years old, with a baby in the back, executed. Let's say she's nuts. Let's say she is a nut. And let's say she just panicked. Why didn't the cops, who were such heroes, shoot her tires out instead of killing her? Explain that to me. I mean, if whoever gave the command to shoot should be arrested and tried as an accessory for murder. Whichever one of the girls in the back room watching on a, I guess I watched the show Homeland too much. They all watch from like TV screens now. So all they saw was a black car circling the White House, and then they said, whack her. That's all. All right, shoot to kill. What kind of command is that, shoot to kill? There's a crazy woman in a car. Shoot her tires out would have been the right command. But the people we now have running things are, shoot to kill a little too quick. Again, this is one man's opinion. I don't know all the facts. But I tend towards cynicism. I have to keep giving you my caveat. And that is what it looks like to me. It looks like cops panicked and executed this woman unnecessarily. They could have taken out her tires. A lot of things they could have done. Just shot the tires out. Then what? I don't understand how people could buy this. The car was an assault vehicle. There was a baby in the car. This is bad. It's very bad for everyone listening to the show. Unless you stand up and demand answers from the liars now going to come up with the white powder story. Now they come and go with white powder found in it. I don't see that anywhere yet, the white powder. Where's that? I don't see it on a Drudge. Nowhere. It's not even in... Wait. Boehner's job, not in the White House. Defense, gun to head. 1-800. Troopstorm. Gulf. Immigration. $175 a month for a young, healthy student. Idiots. All the young people thought they were electing a cool black guy. Why did he give them a good script? All you young morons, you were so used. You are so stupid. You wanted a cool black guy for president. You didn't want that evil old white male. So now you're going to support everybody through the socialized medicine care system. You don't need health care, really. When I was young, I chose to avoid hospitals and doctors. I had no medical plan. I figured I don't need it. So now you're going to pay for all of the illegal immigrants and all of the old people who abuse the medical system. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
This does not appear to be in any way an accident. This was a lengthy pursuit. There were multiple vehicles that were rammed. There was officers that were struck. And two perimeter security perimeters that were attempted to be breached. So it does not appear in any way this is an accident.
It is the most cynical show in radio history, The Savage Nation. The vermin at NBC News have written this headline, quote, mental health issue suspected for Connecticut woman who died in D.C. confrontation. She wasn't assassinated by the Schusswaffen. No, no, no. The Schutzstaffen didn't execute her. She died. She died of heat stroke. They've already changed it at NBC News. Nothing but Bolshevik crap. Connecticut woman who died in D.C. confrontation. She just died. She passed away. She wasn't executed by the inner circle, by the Praetorian Guard. She died. 18-month-old girl was in the car during the fatal confrontation. What confrontation? She didn't have a gun. She didn't have any weapons on her. They could have shot her tires out. Why did they kill her? Again, answer. Because whoever is running the show should be arrested immediately. Whoever called for them to open fire should be tried for murder. If you make a mistake at work that causes someone's death, do you lose your job? Yeah, you probably go to jail. You tried for an accessory, something. Why is this person who did this going to get away with it? You're never going to get to the bottom of this. Are you kidding me? You expect the Congressional Black Caucus to talk about it? Or the two reverends to talk about this poor black woman? Let's say she's mentally nuts. Can you be nuts and not be mentally nuts? You can't be physically nuts, can you? Okay, so let's say she's nuts. Leave out the mentally part. Because she's a little nuts. She had a nice car for a dental hygienist. That's number one. Well, it could be the Taliban gave her the Infinity. You never know. And sent her as a trial balloon to see if... Say, no, that's what, no, that's tomorrow's story. It was a trial run to see if they can penetrate the outer barrier with a car with a child in it. Okay, that'll be tomorrow. All right, girls, listen, after the bowling thing tonight, we got a new one tomorrow. We got the white powder. Let's build on it now. The next thing is, it was a trial run by terrorists. But because of your crack Dick Tracy's here, we stopped it in time. All right, go home. It's all over. Get back to your bars. All you staffers, get back into the bar rooms now. Nothing here. Gad, it's all over.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
We are following some breaking news on Capitol Hill. There are reports of shots fired.
Highly unusual, very concerning circumstance. Shelter in place.
Some offices are said to be on lockdown.
Reportedly tried to ram a barricade at the White House.
Ooh, right on the west duck front and cover.
Shots fired on the west front of the Capitol. This is a dire moment.
Lockdown
of at least concern.
Duck and cover.
During this debate, there's many Americans who are very angry.
Dire
at all of our lawmakers on Capitol Hill right now.
Shots
oh, you
fired,
idiots.
Shelter
you.
In place, lockdown, dire moment.
Oh, my God. What a nauseating country I live in. What an embarrassment living in America under Obama. That's why I'm playing sleigh bells. I'm looking forward to the Christmas holidays already. So the Schutzstaffel overreacted and killed an unarmed black woman with an 18-month-old baby in the back seat. Not one word from the Congressional Black Caucus, not one word from the so-called reverends, and the media doesn't know how to cover this. They're saying the woman died in a confrontation, not that she was assassinated by trigger-happy cops who shot first and asked questions later. They could have shot her tires out. At least this is one man's opinion. Welcome to the Savage Nation, which is the most skeptical show in radio. This is no longer the last word in talk radio. The Savage Nation is now the most skeptical, or shall I say cynical, show in talk radio history. And to me, this looks like trigger-happy cops who shot first when they didn't have to. But then again, you know, look, I'm not in their shoes. And the baby in the back could have been molded out of C4, may have been a fake baby. If I were one of the gals in the Schutzstaffen unit inside the headquarters 10 stories below, you know, the White House, looking on a TV screen with a sky camera, and let's see, the image of the baby in the back. To a normal person, it's a baby in a car seat. But to the Schutzstaffen, it could have been C4 explosive in the back seat. So, and then, of course, they found out she was a dental hygienist. I don't know whether that was before they killed her or after. And it could be someone who had a bad experience with a dentist inside the Schutzstaffen office. We don't have any idea why they killed her. But the fact of the matter is, this is one man's opinion. And maybe it's comedic in the political arena, and maybe I should be a little more serious. But you know what? Take it for what it is. It's disgusting. It's an embarrassment. Did you hear the instructions that they gave all of our brave leaders? I'll read them to you. Close, lock, and stay away from external doors and windows. Take enunciators. I don't know what an enunciator is. Is that how you, something that you practice how to speak with? Take enunciators, emergency supply kits, and escape hoods. Imagine Harry reading an escape hood. Yeah, actually, that fits. Imagine all Democrats in white escape hoods. It would actually match who they are. And move to your office's assigned shelter in place or the innermost part of the office away from external doors or windows. Capitol Police told congressional staffers in an email. Those are the staffers who allegedly were laid off because of the government shutdown. What are they doing inside the building at all? I thought they were in bars getting drunk. Where's the left wing on this assassination of this unarmed black woman? Where are they? I mean, normally it'd be like outside the building. Hey, hey, ho, ho. I mean, where is this? I'm going to ask some questions, actually. I'm going to ask you some questions. Why did the Capitol Police kill her? Do you believe, as I do, that whoever gave this order is, in essence... What do I have to finish the sentence? Whoever gave this order to shoot to kill was wrong. That's number one. They could have shot the tires out. So whoever gave the order should be fired. And then tried as an accessory to murder. Am I wrong or right? Now, you'll get many defenders say, no, you don't know what it's like to be a cop, blah, blah, blah. I get it. Well, you know, I thought police were peace officers. Where'd the words police, where'd the phrase peace officer go under Obama? From peace officer now to execution squad? Well, anyway, all I can say is this. There goes my trip to the nation's capital. I was going to take a driving tour around the nation's capital. That's over. That ain't happening this winter. You get knocked off just for asking a guard a question? I mean, I don't know who's crazier, the woman or the person who thought she was crazy. Now they're saying she said it was, who knows the rumors, but they killed an unarmed woman, that's all we know. And now they're, you know, breaking down her doors already in Connecticut. They made all the neighbors leave their houses. They're looking for some evidence. So what do you think about this? Do you think that they had a right to kill her or not? I'm asking a simple question. 855-407-282. Let's go to Margie on WWIQ in Philly. Margie, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
I've been a cynical savagette since the first time I heard you a few months ago, and I have rearranged my work schedule already for January so I can...
Oh, poor old ball banger.
I'm in complete agreement. I believe... The incompetence at the top flows down to the bottom.
Yes, that's right. The incompetence of Obama and the fakers around him are exemplified by the police action today.
Right.
His inner circle, his Praetorian guard, freaked out, shot first, and asked questions later.
Right. Now they have to cover it up with some white powder. Yeah.
Well, we don't know whether it's if it's actually been found or it's Johnson's baby powder that they found, but... They'll have a cover story by tomorrow. The gals, after they come back from the bowling lane, will come up with three or four different storylines for the gullible to buy. Gullible's Travels. So, Margie, you change your work schedule to match my day part coming up in January. You're going to listen from 12 to 3, is that it?
It'll be 3 to 6 here on the East Coast.
Oh, right. I'm getting my own times mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's 3 to 6 on the East Coast, that's right. So when are you going to start working now?
Well, I work from my home selling advertising. And I just won't make any calls between 3 and 6.
That's funny. So what's going to happen? You going to stop listening to Wallbanger and just watch him on TV late at night, or that's over?
I can't stand him at all. I haven't listened in a long time to him.
I don't want to knock the guy, but tell me why.
Boring and no substance and just constantly like a parrot. I felt as if he probably listens every day to Rush or certain other people so he can have something to talk about.
Isn't it sad? It really is sad. No, you nailed that one. So you're a born cynic, and you understand the difference between one thing and another. Not all talk show hosts are alike.
Right.
Not all talk show hosts are alike, even though we sound alike to the uneducated ear.
Yeah. In fact, I used to have even one or two others that I thought were really great and all, and they've all gone by the wayside. You're the only one, and I tell
them. Well, I get it because I'm cynical. I think that resonates in America today, but I've been this way since I'm 6 years old. I realize that my strongest calling card, Margie and everyone else, is that I am a cynic. And you know, people are afraid to be cynics today, especially so-called conservatives. They assume that if you're cynical, you sound like you're a liberal.
Right.
Somehow you're supposed to, like, salute the flag, take impressions of George Washington's false teeth and put them on your wall and wrap yourself in the Constitution every day. I mean, how much can you take of that?
Yeah, yeah. But you think out of the box. That's what I like. You
know, well, I do, and many women think the same way. In that sense, it's the inner woman in me, I guess, thinking out loud. You see? I think that's why I have 20 to 21 women listeners across the country.
Right. And congratulations, Grandpa.
No, you know, it's funny. I told someone today when they said something happened in Washington in 1978. I said I wasn't born yet. He laughed hysterically. Top figure in the media. He said, that's the funniest thing you ever said. I said I was born in 1994 when I started in radio. So I'm really going to be 20 years old. I'm only 20 years old. I was only born 20 years ago when you think about it. You know, like newborn, reborn, right? Born again, right? A born again talk show host. I was born in 94. So when you think about it, I'm only going to be 20 this spring. Teddy, say Teddy. Teddy barked on the truth. Oh, boy. Should I go on to other story? Is there any other story as big as this? Because I tend towards cynicism is what it looked like to me. I am skeptical. I'm suspicious. I'm unbelieving. I don't believe a word of what I hear from anybody. I double-check myself 50 times before I come to a conclusion. Even though it sounds like I make it up on the spot, I do, but my mind is so fast. Look, you got to understand, I have a supercomputer for a brain. Some people have a brain that's fast, some people have a brain that's slow, but they think well. Here's something interesting. I got to talk about thinking for a minute. When I first moved to California, I had a New Yorker's cynicism about Californians, and I said to a woman, I never forget, I don't remember who, I said, the people are so stupid, it takes them forever to form a thought. And she said something interesting. She said, well, just because they think slowly doesn't mean they don't think accurately. And that slowed me down for a long time. I could hardly speak for months until I realized they were stupid. It wasn't that they were just slow in talking to sound smart. They talk slowly because they couldn't think. Then there are people who speak fast and don't say anything. Then there are people who speak fast and say a lot. In other words, I'm one of the latter. I think fast and speak fast. It doesn't mean that I'm wrong just because I don't think slowly. You know, the academic method is to think slowly and speak ponderously and say, I suspect, and is it possible that, and one would imagine, you know, that kind of jargon that your professors used. It's not a mark of intelligence. It's a mark of, I don't know, whatever. Whatever, who knows. But it doesn't mean they're necessarily smarter. It's like British accents were once. Remember in the 60s, British accents were very cool, and all of the guys in the garment center hired girls who looked like Twiggy who spoke with a British accent because they wanted to, like, how shall I say it? Think Yiddish and speak British? That was an old joke. I hope you don't take offense at that. But it's very funny, by the way. Nobody would take offense at that except, you know, a lumpen proletariat who doesn't even understand what humor is. But the British accent isn't that, you know, acceptably superior anymore in America. Who hires a woman with a British accent anymore? I have nothing against the British accent, don't get me wrong. But it's not considered like so cool to have a secretary who has a British accent. That's over. The 60s are over. So the accent that's favorable today is they like to hire a woman with clipped hair from Guadalajara who hardly speaks any English. That's the new way they trick you. So you get embarrassed to say anything. Like, the guy doesn't take your phone call. She speaks to you in, like, broken English. And then you're afraid if you say anything, you'll be sued for racism. That's the new game that the guys who run the garment center around the world look like. See, they used to run the garment center. Now they run the world. So to me, George Soros is nothing but a garment center manufacturer. He's like a cloak guy who got very lucky by dealing in currency. He could just as well have made, like, women's wear. He could have made bathing suits. 855-407-282, montage of shooting. Is there any other news out there? I'm not running that late. I got another minute or two to think about what I want to say next. Let's move on to the next. Let's see, what time is it on the East Coast? Ready? 10:15. They must be coming out of the lane soon. The gals must have gone for the bowling, a couple of brews. Maybe there'll be another press conference. I suspect they're going to get overtime if they do a midnight press conference. So there'll be probably a few more tonight. All right, Chief Lanier, you want to step forward to the microphone now? Yeah, I just want to say one thing. There's certain questions I haven't answered yet, but I want to say this. This is a proud moment in the history of the Secret Service and the D.C. Perimeter Police. I want to say they're all heroes, definitely. We protected the president and all of the members of the Congress just for you today. And this is the proudest moment in the history of the Schutzstaffen. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It is the most cynical show in talk radio history, the Savage Nation. Now, here's the thing. Police officers are my heroes, by and large. They are the wolfhounds that protect us from the wolves. I have police in my family, and I respect them, and I worry about them every day. Okay? They are authorized to use deadly force when they or another person is in imminent danger of being hurt or killed by the direct action of another. Let's stop right there. So you say, well, okay, the woman was using a car in a deadly manner. She had hit an officer. She was in causing imminent danger, being others to be hurt. So they would give the order to kill. Well, that's the whole point. Why they kill her? Why didn't they just shoot her tires out? Why did they have to go from 0 to 1,000? Why did the chick behind the scenes give this order to kill? Why didn't the chick running the show, who probably has no combat experience, let alone any street experience, say, shoot her tires out, take her down, don't hurt her? Why did the nervous little chick who gave this order tell him to kill this girl? They killed her. Unarmed, baby in the car? Sorry, not right, wrong. Just because you have the authority to use deadly force doesn't mean that you use deadly force. What you use is the force necessary to stop the individual who is threatening you. She had no gun. Her car was the weapon. So what you do is you stop the car. You don't kill the woman. That's how I see it. How do you see it? 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation, the most cynical radio show in talk radio history. Ron on WABC in New York. Go ahead. You're on the air. Go ahead, please.
Hello, Michael. Michael, you know, one thing, if nothing else, if at no other level, it wasn't very wise and practical for them to do that, because as even the NYPD trains you, and I'm a retired member of that force, you cannot shoot at a moving car unless deadly force, such as somebody in a car, is firing at you with a gun, because if the car goes out of control, you could have a collateral incident where it could wind up careening and going onto a side.
Right, and I've seen, in fact, high-speed police chases per se are generally not pursued these days because of the danger to innocent civilians. Who gave the order to kill this woman?
However, Michael, it's something you should be aware of. That having been said, there is a set of laws that came in post 9/11, the part of the Patriot Act. Is a designated what they call the national security zones. Case in point, the areas around the White House, the Capitol, the conference they're having at the UN, for instance. In those frozen zones, the rules that apply are not predicated upon the constitutional standard that we are all customarily.
No, of course not. Around Obama, there's no constitutional standards. Anything around Obama, there is no constitution. I agree with you on that.
But it's probably accelerated under him, but it actually goes back a little further than him. And in those rules, according to those rules, basically what applies is not constitutional standards, but a militaristic or military standard.
Yes, I understand that. So let's go back to that standard. Why didn't they shoot her tires out? Why did the individual who gave the order to shoot to kill this person not say take the car out instead of kill a person?
Michael, they didn't even have to shoot the tires out. Washington, D.C. is one of the most heavily armed camps probably in the world. They could have thrown down spikes on the ground. I've used them in NYPD, and that's older technology. They have...
Why didn't they have a bomb truck or a big, heavy bomb truck out there? As I said in San Francisco, not so cynically, 3 weeks ago, a naked bum in a tree, they brought out the tax squad with a bomb truck for a naked bum in San Francisco. What, they don't have one in Washington, D.C.? A bomb truck?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Is I dreaming of a war?
It's never too early for Bing Crosby. This is your friendly cynic, Michael Savage. Here's some breaking news. President Obama has just canceled his trip to Asia due to a budget impasse. That's really nice of him. I mean, he's really tightening that belt. Air Force One is not taking off for Asia on another junket. What did he need to Asia? What's this trip for? He doesn't ever heard of email and a telephone? They don't have a hotline in the White House? If I had to travel every time I had to do a business letter or a business deal, I mean, I would never get anything done. That's what email is for, Mr. President. You don't need Air Force One to go to Asia in order to permit more people to enter NAFTA or the WHO so that more of our industries are destroyed. Just file an executive order. Flood America with soybeans from Korea or something, or kimchi from North Korea, whatever. What do we need a trip to Asia for? What's that all about? I mean, you just put up barriers to Chinese goods. You can do that with the stroke of a pen. Put a 10% tariff on Chinese goods, see the economy soar. That's all. This is the most skeptical show in talk radio. It's one man's opinion. I'll take your calls. I realized that today. I had like a satori about myself. I was saying this is the last word in talk radio, and I was saying, I've got to change that. I was thinking because come January, it's not going to be the last word. Across America, with the exception of WABC, I'm going to be following Rush Limbaugh. So it's not the last word, so I can't say it's the first word either. He has the first word, really. And morning shows actually have the first word. Okay, so what am I going to say, the second word, the third word in talk radio? That's bad. So then I realized, no, that's not even what it's about. I should use the most skeptical word in talk radio. And that really resonates with the American people. They're all skeptical. Even if they're left, right, center, independent, dog lover, dog hater, elephant lover, whatever. Everyone in America is skeptical of government and of the media. They trust nobody. They don't believe a word anyone says. That's why you're popular, Mike, I said to myself. So I thought, here on the Savage Nation. So I've just introduced the new self, which is really the old self. And I'm not talking about Elf. WABC, George, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Dr. Savage. I was very curious. Do you remember the first life experience where your skepticism or cynicism boomed out? I remember mine. I was 30.
Wait a minute. Hold on. That's a setup question, and you're putting me on the spot. The first moment I realized I was a skeptic?
Yes.
Well, because see, when I saw my father in a bathing suit, I don't know when it started. And I realized he wasn't God. I don't know when this started. I think it's when my first grade teacher had a wardrobe malfunction in the front of the classroom in PS 48.
Okay.
I'm running through my mental pictures now, like I'm flipping through the card gallery. I don't know when I became cynical. I don't know whether it was the years I started smoking pot as a teenager that turned me into a cynic. I think it was much before that. Marijuana produces a lot of cynicism and skepticism in people. It's a very dangerous drug because it produces distorted skepticism. I think there's a healthy skepticism based upon reality, and then there's a drug-induced skepticism which makes you suspicious but doesn't give you the discernment you need to understand what your suspicion is based upon.
Yeah, that borders on paranoia, I guess.
That's right, but that's what marijuana does. It induces paranoia in people. Took me years to outgrow that. That's why marijuana is perhaps the most dangerous of all drugs, because people think that it's natural, therefore it's good for you. Well, strychnine is also natural. It'll kill you just as fast as any other natural toxin. Anyway, when did you first become a cynic, George?
I was 13 when the FBI came to my parents' home looking for me.
Well, what had you done?
I was doing a term paper, and I mailed out letters for material to two people, Abdul Nasser and George Lincoln.
Whoa. You mailed out letters with material, did you say?
Requesting material.
Oh, what kind of material?
Well, I wanted to know more about the Egyptian government under Abdul Nasser, and I wanted to know more about the American Nazi Party, about George Lincoln Rockwell.
What, and because of that, the FBI visited you?
Yeah, they...
Even, you're talking about the 1950s?
62, 63.
You weren't allowed to ask a question about Abdul Nasser?
Well, I guess they wanted to know why I was receiving the literature.
Wow.
I'm not kidding. I'm not lying.
Oh, my God. So then you became cynical as a result of that?
Yes.
And you've had a normal life ever since then? No bombs planted anywhere or anything like that?
No.
Not a pipe bomb here and there? No, you were able to avoid all of your tendencies?
Yeah, absolutely. But
all right, look, as long as we can laugh about our madness, we're okay. sorry. I remember when I was a kid, the New York Daily News or the Post published a story. It must be the early, late 50s, and it said that a certain high percentage of New Yorkers were neurotic, like 92% or something like 75% of New Yorkers are neurotic. It was like in the age of the early age of pop psychology. So my father came home laughing, and I said, "What are you laughing at, Dad?" He said, "The psychiatrist in New York is saying that 82% of New Yorkers are neurotic." He said, "I think the figure's too low. It's more like 99%. So you say, where did I get my cynicism from? He was a cynic. He was an immigrant to America, and he knew that the streets were not paved with gold the day he got here. He had to work and work and work. No one gave him anything, but he didn't pick up a bomb and kill anyone. He worked, that's all. He wasn't like the immigrants today who suddenly they come from Somalia. And did you hear the excuse last week with the Somali terrorism? Oh, they came to America and they found that it's not what they thought it was. What do you mean? The welfare wasn't good enough? What, they expect to run General Electric the day they got here? They didn't want to work in the chicken plucking factory in Wisconsin where they were brought to work in the factories? No, so they went back to Somalia to become terrorists. No, my father didn't become a terrorist. He didn't go back to any nation. He just worked. That's all. He figured his son would do better than he did. Little did I know that I'd hit the social engineering of liberalism, and they would say white males need not apply, but hey, they were doing me a favor. Do you realize that if I had been given a tenured professorship, let's say 1978, I got my PhD. Now, I had master's degrees before then, way before then. But let's say I got my PhD in 78. I would have been retired by 98 as a professor. That's if I hadn't been fired just for opening my mouth. I'd be out of the professorial ranks already. Almost 98? You're kidding me. That far? Like 6 years ago? So, in other words, they did me a favor. They made me harden myself. I had to become harder in order to survive. And I had to dig deeper into myself, that's all. So here I'd be. Life goes on. You adjust. I remember one thing when I was reading about prehistoric animals, adapt or die. I learned it in high school from the ex-IRA teacher in geometry, the one with the two fingers that I talked about, geometry teacher with two fingers. There were rumors that it had blown off in an IRA. No one knew. That's what they said. They were afraid of him. Big Irish guy, strong as like a tree. And they said, they whispered about him. He lost his fingers in a bomb. How did they know that in Jamaica High School? They made it. That's like a rumor. Mr. W's fingers were blown off by a bomb incident for the IRA. Who knows if it was true, but everyone was afraid of him. He was a great geometry teacher because you did your homework or you got humiliated in front of the classroom. Imagine what would happen to him today. After a test came back, I sat there shaking because Mr. W would call you up in front of the classroom in order of your test score, the smartest ones first. So he's like, "Rebecca Shapiro, come forward. You got 100. Everyone like looked at her. Oh, my God. And, you know, the longer it went on, you knew where you were going to be. So there's like, George Schopenopoulos, come up. You got a 99. Everyone would smile at him. All right, George, you did well. And he'd pat them on the back. Then you get down to the kids with the B's, and you're still not called. And I'm sitting back. I was never good in geometry. All right. Michael Savage, 69. I had trouble with math. I was never good with mathematics. I was not like my favorite subject. I was a dreamer. I was more interested in the glint in the animal's eye than the animal's eye. I was more interested in the glint in the animal's eye than the anatomy of the eye. So I didn't become an optometrist or an ophthalmologist. Instead, I became a talk radio host that was really a poet at heart. And we're talking about the news of the day. Woman killed by police after wild car chase from White House to Capitol. I'm a cynic. I've given you my opinion. They overreacted. The cops panicked, and they killed her. They didn't have to. They could have blown out her tires. They could have done the spike strips. There's no way she could have harmed anyone anyway. The barriers, if you look at the pictures, you can't get a Mack truck through those barriers. Impossible. It's the most protected national center in the world, as it should be. I'm glad it's protected. Whoever gave the order to kill her, frankly, committed a crime. That's my opinion. And it'll be covered up by tomorrow. I can guarantee you as I sit here, this will be gone by tomorrow. They'll sweep it off the news by tomorrow. You don't know that she's a black lady who was killed, right? Where's Sharpton and the other one? What, they have nothing to say tonight? Where are the grievance guys? The grievance industry. No words tonight about the execution of an innocent black woman who was unarmed, who got panicked? KFAQ, Dennis, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
This is why I like to listen to you, Dr. Savage. All those stories from Manhattan. You know, I live in Oklahoma by choice, but I'm from Washington Heights in Manhattan.
All right, so you're in the in the witness protection. They stuck you in Oklahoma. I get it.
Well, what you saw today makes Barney Fife look like a Navy SEAL. Their aggression, the Gestapo's aggression, killed that lady. She did not.
Thank you. Thank you. They didn't have to kill her. That's my point.
Moved that car till she had five guns drawn on her, and they tried to rip her door off.
That's what I'm saying. I watched the footage, and then I came to this conclusion watching what happened. She was running away from the police. She got scared. She freaked out. And then they surround the car. They have no uniforms on, and they're naked. They're in short sleeve shirts. So the woman now, remember, she's got tunnel vision. She's got an 18-month-old infant in the back. She's running from, she doesn't know what. She's terrified. The next thing, just machine guns and handguns pointed at her, so she backs the car up to get away from them, and they kill her.
Adrenaline, hypothalamus, pituitary gland. She's in full bore panic mode, and she is just trying to survive.
That's right, and they killed her. They killed a mentally disabled woman who was in a panic.
Tomorrow, she don't have a script for Adderall. She took Adderall when she was 8 years old, or she had a Effexor script or something.
They'll find something in the apartment in Connecticut.
Yeah, they've already got the father of the baby. They've already got him in a room right now.
They're rubber hosing him already. Who's the father? They know yet?
Oh, yeah, they know who he is. They've already got him. They've already got him. Yeah.
The Schutzstaffen has him in a dark room somewhere.
She was estranged. She was, mentally unstable. She didn't go to work today.
So what are you doing in Oklahoma for a guy who grew up in Washington Heights? You are in witness protection? You're not answering. I would imagine, I would think that of all the radio shows in America, I probably have the largest percentage of witness protection participants who listen to the show. They're like lonely for guys who think the way they do. So they're so cross. Welcome, witness protection participants to the. Maybe I should change the name of the show from the Savage Nation to the Cynical Nation, or I could change it to the Sarcastic Nation. Welcome to the Sarcastic Nation. This is Michael Sarcastic on the This is Michael Sarcastic on the Cynical Nation. Is that legal anymore to be sarcastic and cynical? I think it's an affront to the establishment in some way. I think when you ridicule Harry Reid and Nancy Pelosi, I think it's definitely some kind of borders on the criminal. Could be seen as a threat. Using verbal cynicism as a threat to the established authorities. You know that the worm is turning in America? The San Francisco newspapers, as you know, are so twisted no one reads them anymore. I was shocked today when SF Gate, two of the reporters, Carl Marinucci and Joe Garofoli, who I call Comrade Garofoli, he laughs. I once called him Comrade Garofoli, so he calls himself Comrade. We email back and forth, and I'm usually critical of them. They don't respond to me. So today I sent them a complimentary email saying, congratulations, comrades. They laughed hysterically because they actually reported that Nancy Pelosi would not comment on whether or not she would continue to receive her salary during the government shutdown. They said, hey, that's not right. So I said, congratulations, comrades. So they said, this is the first positive email we've ever gotten from you, Ms. Dr. Savage. They were very respectful. We're going to print your email and put it on our desks. I swear to you. Shutdown stalemate drags on. In San Francisco, that has a double connotation, drags on, especially with the fair that just happened last Sunday. Shutdown stalemate drags on. It looks like they were using words from the last time they printed the SF Gate with the word drag in it. His suspect killed in D.C. Chase. At least they didn't say suspect passed away in D.C. Chase. At least they're covering it correctly. Suspect killed in D.C. Chase. NBC News said suspect passed away in D.C. Suspect passed away. And there's the picture of the young lady. Nice girl. Miriam Carey matches the description of the woman killed. She's a woman. She's African-American woman. That is a story unto itself. This is big. See, they don't know how to cover this because they don't know which way to turn on this. Normally, if an African-American woman, God forbid, got whacked by police in a city, tell me it wouldn't be the biggest story for a year. It would be enormously big. She didn't have a gun. She wasn't killing anyone. She didn't even show like a toy gun. She didn't even pull a toy gun. She didn't pull out a bar of soap, and they killed her. But not one word from the two, quote, reverends. Not one word from the usual suspects in the CBC. Not one word about the inherent incident, the inherent racial elements of the incident. Capitol Police Chief Kim Dine said, this appears to be an isolated singular matter with, at this point, no nexus to terrorism. No kidding, Chief. That's unbelievable. The authorities spoke in condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to divulge the information. What information? Stanford Mayor Michael Pavia said the FBI was executing a search warrant at a Stanford address in connection with the investigation. Blah, blah, blah. Cordoned off a condominium in the surrounding neighborhood and drove, they took all the people out of the apartment building already and made them leave their pets in the apartment. Ready. Dick Tracy's already. They're combing through with the gloves on, with the white outfit. It's beyond belief. What a country. The whole country is a nation of ninnies. Frightened, panicked ninnies. The whole nation's in a state of meltdown. And this is related to Obama. I'm sorry. Because we have an incompetent, nervous ninny running the country off the rails, he has surrounded himself with incompetent, nervous ninnies who are now projecting downward. So we have these things happening, wrong or right. Your opinion counts. This is The Cynical Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
God knows the tragedy of this poor person who came on the hill in a black car. No one knows what would drive this person to do this. But what I would say to you is, let's get our wheels back on, serve the American people, bring them back, vote for a bill today that will open the government. I will stay here until we get that bill on the floor. Piecemeal is undeserving of America and all who we love. I yield back. I
found my thrill.
I'm Blueberry Hill. That's the literate Sheila Jackson Lee invoking slain D.C. driver in a speech on the shutdown. Wonderful syntax. I wonder what her grades were in high school. God knows the tragedy of this poor person who came on the hill in a black car. No one knows what drove this person to do this. But what I would say to you is, let's get our wheels back on, serve the American people. Piecemeal is undeserving of America. And you wonder why your child can't spell, can't eat, can't add, can't read, can't write, and why this one can't balance the books. It's The Cynical Nation with Michael Savage. I almost forgot my own name already. You know, you have to really be strong of mind to do this on a daily basis. And not, if you can keep your wits when all those around you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, then you'll be a man, my son. It's one of the great watchwords of my life. You've got to read that poem over and over again as you get older and read it to your children. Boy or girl, if you can keep your head when all those about you are losing theirs and blaming it on you, that is a great line. You know who wrote that. You know the great English poet who wrote that one. Are you kidding? I'm out already? Out of this hour? That's impossible. All right, we have an APB. There's a baby in the back burping. So next one panics. Says, burka? Okay, open fire. No, we said the baby's burping. No, you said burka. That's why we killed her. What, you said burping. I thought you said burka. That's why we said open fire. You said baby is burping in the back seat, and I thought you said there's a burka in the back seat.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, welcome to hour number three, The Savage Nation, for October 3rd, 2013, Thursday night. You know, there can be many, many, many stories about the shooting of this unarmed woman with a little baby in a car. My headline is this: unarmed woman shot and killed by police who panicked. Capitol lockdown. That's what it looks like to me. She was a Connecticut-based dental hygienist. Apparently, she got lost. She got into a confrontation. For some reason, they shot her dead. Look, I don't mind telling you this. It's very easy to get lost in that in the maze of barriers around the Capitol. And I watched the video all day long. It looks an awful lot to me like a woman who got freaked out, didn't know where she was, and all of a sudden she sees guns pointing at her car, and she tries to get away, and they shoot her dead. I'm not saying the cops were wrong. I am saying that something is wrong. I'm saying something is very, very wrong when a person gets executed who has no gun and we're told they're heroes. Do they look like heroes to you? What story do you think the press will tell to make Obama and the D.C. police look like heroes and that this murder was justified? Do you think this woman was actually making a political statement? Or did she just get lost and panicked? Do you think the government shutdown affected this event? Of course not. And if the government was shut down, where'd all those police with machine guns come from? Where'd they all come from? What does it matter to me whether it was D.C. cops, Secret Service, or FBI? Somebody shot her and she had no gun. The facts are very sketchy. And, oh, by the way, she was an African-American woman, if that matters. Yeah, it puts a little complexity to the picture for the leftist vermin in the media. You see, they would normally go to the defense of a minority executed by police, but now, wait a minute, since these are Obama's bodyguards, in essence, oh, yeah, basically, they're the inner ring of bodyguards around Obama, well, they don't know what to do here. They're in quite a pickle, the press. I suspect you won't be seeing much of the story for a while. By the way, the shutdown hasn't shut off money tap for Congress members. Pelosi's taking her paycheck when she was asked by two reporters from the San Francisco Chronicle whether she would take a cut. She wouldn't answer whether she would stop receiving her paycheck. Apparently, no amount of money is enough for Nancy Pelosi. But she's not alone. All the other Democrats are taking their paychecks as well. What else is in the news? Well, everything and nothing. Crazy, crazy, crazy. She was chased by 20 police cars and executed, and a small child of hers was recovered from the vehicle. Craziness. 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 Here's a headline. Immigration radicals plan disruption at Capitol, confrontation with police. Gee, I hope the police don't panic and execute them with machine guns, don't you? No, I doubt it, because they're the illegal aliens. This poor black woman wasn't an illegal alien, so she gets whacked for getting confused at a barrier somewhere. 855-407-282 is the phone number. You remember Ben Carson, that brilliant black pediatric neurosurgeon? Great man, right? Well, he gave a little comment after the prayer breakfast that Obama was at, and he was audited the next day by the IRS. You can't have any criticism of Barack Hussein Obama, right? Look at this article from the New York Post from earlier. Listen to this carefully. D.C. attacker shot dead after high-speed chase. D.C. attacker? She didn't attack anybody. Here's the early story. A dental hygienist, I guess she had attacked toothpicks or something. A dental hygienist from Connecticut was the female driver who tried to ram her car into a White House barricade. Now, let's stop right there. I watched the tape. She hit the barricade when they surrounded her, and she was freaked out. She didn't know what to do. That's what it looked like to me. High-speed chase? Miriam Carey, who formerly lived in Brooklyn, was licensed to practice in New York and Connecticut and had a permit to work as a hygienist in Connecticut prisons. Whoa, well, there we go right there. At least a dozen gunshots were fired when she tried to flee cops who had trapped her two blocks from the Capitol. She was hit several times. So, in other words, the bullets that were flying were coming from the cops shooting through both sides of the car. One set of cops, one cop panicked and shot, then the rest went crazy. Because the bullets were flying out of one side of the car toward the other, so the cops on the other side thought the woman was shooting at them, so they killed her. A child believed to be a girl 2 years old was found unhurt in a black Infiniti sedan. What is this about? What is this about? How is this possible in our country that an unarmed woman, let us say she panicked for an argument's sake, she got into an argument, they say, we don't know if that's true. She got confused. I would say there's a high degree of probability that with all of those the maze of barricades in Washington, D.C., you can get lost around the Capitol. And the video that we've been looking at all day shows a scared mom with a baby in the back from Connecticut who didn't know where she was, and she was trying to get away from cops, and then she was executed by a bunch of cops who just started firing. I know you want me to say yes, and I'll salute the cops. But I'm not going to do that. There comes a point where somebody has to say something about the number of people who are just getting whacked in this country. What did they kill her for? She had no gun. Who gave the order to kill this woman? This is like the Ruby Ridge incident in a strange way. You can't suddenly... Look, I support the police, you know that. So let's start with that. I'll give you the litmus test. But this is starting to look like we have an out-of-control Praetorian guard around Obama that's trigger-happy. And if we don't have the right to criticize the Praetorian Guard, we will see an increase of terror and aggression and destructiveness perpetrated by this inner ring of bodyguards, as we have seen in other countries at other times going back to ancient Rome. The woman was not a terrorist. She was, we don't know what she was, but it looks to me like she was just whacked by trigger-happy police. Something's wrong here. Again, this is a cynical view, I admit. A cynic is an unbelieving, skeptical, suspicious individual. So I'm going to change the name of my show from The Last Word in Talk Radio to The Most Skeptical Show in Talk Radio. Maybe that'll become my new moniker when I move to Drive Time. And now, The Savage Nation, the most skeptical show in radio. I would think that most Americans who are not on drugs are skeptical of everything today. They believe nobody. They don't believe me, but they listen to me because it sounds like them thinking in the deepest moments of their inner psyche. This is how people think what I'm saying to you. Don't blame me for expressing what the average person with a mind is thinking tonight. So you want to talk about this? It's not a laughing matter. The woman's dead. They executed her. How did they avoid killing the baby? And why would they kill her if she had a baby in the back? What's wrong here? Something is wrong with the picture. What is wrong with this picture? Let's say she's mentally ill. Okay, let's start with another positive. She's a mentally ill woman. She comes to the White House area, the outer barrier, and she wants to see the president for whatever reason. And they won't let her there, and they go away, and she won't go away. And she goes, is that a reason to kill her? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The outer perimeter checkpoint. Of the White House. Beyond that checkpoint, there are multiple other checkpoints that someone would have to go through. But there is this unauthorized vehicle approached the checkpoint. Our officers acted appropriately.
Yeah, they executed a woman in a car with a baby without a gun. That's appropriate to you, moron? No, it's not appropriately. In a civilized country, whoever shot and killed her, as well as whoever gave the order to shoot and kill her, would be investigated immediately. It happens in a normal police shooting, don't they? They take the officer off duty and investigate. I haven't heard anyone taken off duty of you. So what is this about? Why did they kill her? Because they panicked. They just freaked out and got scared. So someone behind the scenes said, okay, you've got the right to shoot her. The head of the Schutzstaffel said that we got to protect the Führer so you can now shoot to kill. I'm surprised a Black Hawk helicopter didn't come in, or a drone. I love their reporting that she was in a black sedan. AP is now making it into a black sedan. She was in an Infiniti, a late model car, making it sound eerie now. She had no gun. When I first heard it, it was like woman in car. No woman. First, initially, it was a car shooting. So, wow, somebody went crazy. Then you hear dental hygienist. Oh, really? Then you hear woman, then you hear baby in the back, then you put two and two together, and you say, okay, the cops panicked and killed her. All right, when the girls and I get back from the lanes tonight, we're gonna back off a little tonight. We're going to decompress a little at the lanes outside Maryland. We're going to throw down a few brews, throw a few balls around. We get back, we'll review the tapes tonight. All right, move on. It's all over now. Go ahead, get back to your shutdown. Take a walk, it's over. The girls and I'll have another press conference in the morning. We review the tapes. How come the cops are so quick to shoot an unarmed black woman in an Infiniti sedan with a baby in the back when they tiptoed ever so lightly around the Boston Marathon bombers? They had every reason to believe they were planning an event and nobody would go near them. How come DHS let the Boston Marathon bombing occur? How come they let the Fort Hood shooter kill when he was signaling he was going to kill? How come they let so many other events occur without doing a thing? Here's an unarmed black woman with a baby in the back of her car, executed by the inner bodyguard of the Barack Obama. Make no mistake about it. You are witnessing now the inner rungs of the bodyguard details of the presidency that is running around terrified right now. And I'm sorry to say they look more and more like the Schutzstaffel to me than the heroes that they looked like not too many years ago. I fear my government. Where are all the peaceful hippies today? And the media has a real problem, you see. See, she was a white woman. I'm sorry, she was a black woman with a baby. So they're in a pickle. Normally they would come to the aid of a black woman who was executed by a bunch of police with machine guns and say, police brutality. You'd hear that if a cop gives a ticket to a minority for the wrong reason, police brutality complaints are filed here in San Francisco. It's as simple as that. Judith on KSFO, you're on the Savage Nation. Your opinion, please.
Oh, you are totally right on. I've listened to you for like 8 years. And I'm thinking like you think, okay? So I understand. And I understand Obama's pattern. But get this. Right before you went on the air, I was watching CNN. And yeah. They've now come out with the announcement that justifies the shooting. And they're saying she was using the car as a weapon.
Yeah, that's the car is now a weapon.
Yeah, so does that mean now we're going to have a ban on all cars in the United States?
Oh, what a bunch of BS. The car is a weapon.
Now, this has Obama...
First of all, they're reporting she's mentally ill, okay? So let's say a mentally ill person uses a car in a manner that's inappropriate or even in a threatening manner. Is that the best our advanced society can do is kill her?
Exactly.
Where are the... Why, they couldn't pull out a bomb truck and stop her? Where was the bomb truck? Here in San Francisco, the tax squad came out with a bomb truck for a naked bum in a tree 3 weeks ago in downtown San Francisco. They brought out a bomb squad car for a bum in a tree. And you're telling me that all of the cops in D.C. don't have a bomb truck they could have pulled out?
Yeah, they were saying that several people were injured when this first let out.
Wait a minute. The police are such bad shots they couldn't shoot out her tires? They had to kill her?
Right.
Well, let's say she was deranged. Let's say she was panicked. Let's say she was using the car in a threatening manner. You shoot the tires out, don't you?
Exactly.
Why do you kill the woman, especially if there's a baby in the back? You're telling me the cops couldn't see the baby?
And now they're saying that she's from Stamford, Connecticut, and there was an envelope with some white powder in it.
Oh, the white powder. Johnson's baby powder for the baby.
Obama
Oh my God! They're inventing a white powder story now.
Yeah, it was in a Manila envelope in front of the door. They actually have now.
Oh my God! This is disgusting.
FBI, they're going through the house.
Oh God in heaven! I'm getting a migraine. I'm getting a double migraine now. I really am. I need an aspirin. How did they find white powder so conveniently in an envelope outside her door? This is like a bad B novel. This is reading like a bit. If I were writing a suspense novel, you know, like one of the novels I write, my editor would say that's contrived. You have to drop that out of the story. Am I correct?
I have to say that it's the typical thinking of Obama and all his lies. You know, telling the women to go out there like your girls that are going to get a brew, and he's saying, "Oh, I got a great one." They're so stupid in America; they're not going to believe this one. We'll say the car was a weapon. She was using it as a weapon. And then we found the Manila envelope with the white powder in it.
Oh, that does it right then and there. There it is. There's the white powder again.
And they're combing her place in stamp.
Oh, I wonder what else they may find. I'm sure they'll find Tea Party literature.
What about the husband? I'd sue for wrongful death.
Well, forget suing. Forget about suing. It's too late. She's dead. How did they avoid killing the baby with all those shots they fired at her? They just indiscriminately fired into a car? With a deranged woman in it?
Looking in the driver's seat, they saw her. They were holding their guns there. They were all pointing at her like 20 different people.
Judith, I saw the very same scene on TV. And half the cops were not in uniform. They had short-sleeve shirts on. Let's say you're her, God forbid, right? Now you're in a panic. Now you're running away. You don't know what the hell is going on. You hit a barrier. They surround you. Guns are pointing at you with arms. All you see are black and white arms with guns pointing at you. You're a woman with a baby in the back. Tell me what you would do.
The same thing.
You'd back up as fast as you could to get the hell out of Washington, D.C., because you're afraid a gang has surrounded you to kill you.
And that's part of the Gang of Eight.
Judith, I'm not going to ask you any questions because I don't think you and I are the only ones in America who are seeing this for what it is, are we?
I've been watching it on my internet. I go in at like 1 in the morning, I look at all the comments, and I would say that 90% of the comments are against this whole regime.
Yeah, well, that you'll never hear that, though, from the Praetorian Guard in the newspaper business.
Instead of the game, you can actually predict what they're going to do based on, if you read those comments, and I only go in at 1 in the morning, because it's the only time I can read the comments. They're too busy, or Yahoo doesn't let you see them.
I understand. They're closing down comments now because they know the American people are commenting about Obama and his fraud. It's almost an avalanche of commentary now. They can't stop it. So many of these sites are closing down comments. You know that.
Oh, I've experienced it.
Oh, yes. The new Soros-run media is no comments permitted. I don't know how much longer talk radio is going to last. I'll be frank with you. I have no idea. Why don't they just shut talk radio down? After all, we're not Americans. We don't belong to this country. The real Americans come from Mexico and aren't citizens. Those are the real Americans.
Savage.
Both at the White House and at the Capitol, the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they stopped a suspect from breaching the security perimeters both in a vehicle in a vehicle at both locations.
I would say that from both of the
United States Secret Service and Capitol Police officers, from what I have seen so far in this investigation, acted heroically.
It is the Savage Nation. I'm in a giddy mood tonight because I tend towards cynicism. And the incident in Washington has a certain appearance to me of cops who shot an unarmed woman with an infant in the back seat because they panicked. And they killed a woman who was surrounded by guys with guns, tried to get away from them. After all, look, she could have had an assault baby in the back. Baby aboard. I mean, we don't know. The baby could have had a bomb strapped to the baby backpack. Or it turns out that the woman they killed, African-American, by the way, which creates quite a conflict for the liberal media. Because either way, they don't know how to handle this. Now they have to go to their PC books on how to handle this story. She turns out to be a dental hygienist. She could have had a loaded assault toothbrush in her trunk. And so the Schutzstaffel had to do what they had to do. The Schutzstaffel has one job. The Schutzstaffel has one job, which is to protect the Führer. Now, of course, she was in an outer ring, but you never know. This tourist could have been a terrorist. And I believe she was shot and killed by trigger-happy police. See, what happens is, if you look at the tapes over and over again, as I have done, the woman is in a panic. She's trying to get away, right? So now she's surrounded by guys pointing machine guns and pistols at her. She's got a kid in the back seat, in a baby seat. She's panicking. Half of these guys didn't look like cops. They were wearing short sleeve shirts. All she sees are hands with guns. She's got tunnel vision. She says, let me get out of here. So she backs up, rams a car, and races away. Then they execute her. So now they're going to come up with a story as sure as I'm sitting here. Right now they're in her apartment in Connecticut. They'll probably find a book by Arthur Godfrey on how to brew tea and connect it to the Tea Party. Perhaps by tomorrow, Ted Cruz will be arrested and charged with being an accessory to this act of terrorism. Did you see what happened in our nation's capital today with people laying on the ground, hiding in their offices? Did you hear the commands that were given to our leaders? I will read it to you. Here is a command came from the so-called Capitol Police, who I'm affectionately referring to today as the Sturmstaffel today. Close, lock, and stay away from external doors and windows. Take annunciators, emergency supply kits, and escape hoods, and move to your office's assigned shelter in place, location, or the innermost part of the office away from external doors or windows, Capitol Police told congressional staffers. in an email. And then they gave the order to shoot to kill. They gave the order to kill her. After all, there could have been a baby in the back with a bomb on the baby's backpack. So how do you view, you're listening to the show. Admittedly, I am a cynic. At first, I thought I'm a skeptic. But when I researched the definition of the word cynical, I realized I'm actually a cynic, not a skeptic. I will read you what a cynic is. Believing or showing the belief that people are motivated chiefly by base or selfish concerns. Skeptical of the motives of others. A cynical dismissal of the politician's promise for reform. Makes me a skeptic right there, too. Negative or pessimistic as from world weariness. A cynical view of the average voter's intelligence. Bingo. Or shall I say, oh, bing. Four or three. Expressing jaded or scornful skepticism or negativity. Cynical laughter. Would you define my laughter as cynical? Yeah, I'm being cynical when I say it could have been an assault baby in the back, so the SS had a killer. Why are the cops killing so many people today? I mean, is there an answer to this question? By the way, with the government shutdown, how come there were so many machine gun wielding cops? Where'd they come from? Weren't they all laid off? I thought the country was about to go disappear off. Like disappear like the melting ice caps that aren't melting. I thought we were out of business. Harry Reid said that the government was closed down. Where'd all the cops with loaded machine guns come from so fast? They pop up out of sewers? It's like Superman and the Mole Men. I mean, when you press a button and machine gun cops come out of the ground? So forgive me for my end of day glass here on the Savage Nation. It's the last word in talk radio. I've watched this all day long. It's what I do for a living. I do nothing else. I have no day job. This is my day job. And to me, this looks like a case of police misconduct. We don't know who fired first, nor why. We don't know who gave the order permitting the SS to fire on this woman. Who fired it? Was it the SS, the FBI, the D.C. Capitol Police? Who was it? Was it the... I don't know who did. No one will. You'll never know. They're searching her house right now. And they're looking for telltale signs of terrorism. God knows what they'll manufacture by tomorrow. How do you feel about this story? Do you have my cynical view, skeptical view? Or do you take the side of the government who killed her? What side are you taking? The phone number is 855-407-282. There's a story right now on the Drudge Report. Immigration activists plan disruption at Capitol, confrontation with police. Do you suppose that the SS will shoot any of the immigration activists who might penetrate one of the outer rungs, any of the barriers? Or will they be invited in for Latino night at the White House instead? Something's very wrong with our country. When I first saw this, I said, oh, my God, this is the Reichstag event I've been fearing. And then when I realized it was an unarmed woman who was simply whacked by nervous cops, I said, oh, my God, it's even worse than a Reichstag event. This is terrible. This is just terrible. It means anybody who does anything wrong and doesn't get out of the way fast enough can be executed. So take my viewpoint. Okay, let's start with my viewpoint, then we'll go to your viewpoint. She had no harm intended. She got lost in the maze. So a guard comes out and says, get away from me, you're too close to the Capitol White House. So she doesn't know what to do, and she argues. Now, you know what arguing with a cop means? Asking a question. All you got to do is say to the cop, I'm sorry, sir, I'm lost. He would say to her, you're arguing with me. I know how this works. I've had it happen to me in a drugstore. You say one word to these people who think they have authority over you, and they twist everything around so that you're attacking them, and you're a threat to them. And they say, are you threatening me? She says, I'm not threatening you. I'm just lost. All right, call for backup. I've seen this. I know how it works. And I can guarantee you, if you really knew the truth, that's one view you could accept. Now, there's another view. Let's say by tomorrow, to be fair to the possibilities, they find in her apartment books on, I don't know, the Revolutionary War. I don't know. She's reading a book on the Revolutionary War. She read a book on George Washington, so they'll say that's evidence of some kind of revolutionary tendencies. Or they find a copy of the U.S. Constitution in her bedroom, hidden now in the back room for fear that it could be found by the SS. So she hides the U.S. Constitution in a closet in the back room. And they say this proves she was a radical activist. Well, worse yet, it turns out she could be a Tea Party member. And that explains it all right then and there. Then there's pretext to arrest Ted Cruz and the leadership of the Tea Party in order to make sure we can all move on and make the government work for us. All right, look, I'm opening it up to you, 855-400-SAVAGE. I'm giving you one man's opinion. They are calling themselves heroes. Did you hear the police chief say that they're heroes? You would call this heroic? Would you consider this heroic action on the part of the police, killing an unarmed woman? Yes or no? Okay, let's take some calls. Paul on WABC, welcome to the program.
I just wanted to say how I came across you. I was listening to talk radio for a long time. I had the wall banger on one day, and I just couldn't take it anymore. I started flipping through the dial, and it was like a breath of fresh air. It was so fun to hear just somebody talking without an agenda. You know, you told things the way they are. You spoke your opinion. It was interesting.
All right, I appreciate it. Some have said I'm like the Yogi Berra of talk radio. I call him as I see him.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, I could agree with that.
How do you define me when I come down on elephant hunters like that pig who shot an elephant in the face in Africa, who's a big wig in the NRA, and I said, rip up your NRA card till they fire him. Now, how do you define me on that
level? I ripped up my NRA card.
I would throw it in the, and I would burn my NRA card if I had one. I burnt my NRA card a long time ago when I found out who Wayne LaPierre really was. It's a business like every other. It's a business like every other. They're no different than the Republican Party, the NRA. And when I saw that pig shoot that elephant and drink champagne while the elephant lay dying and begging for her life and shoot it again and say it's no different than killing a fly, I said, this is why young people hate old white men with guns.
Right.
I just got angry because, well, whatever. You got the picture. NBC canceled the show, the hunting show. That's not good enough. I want to see 1 million members of the NRA burn their cards. Like the feminists burnt their brassieres, the NRA members should burn their cards in front of the NRA headquarters until they fire that guy for killing that elephant. 855-400-7282. Okay, let's go to some callers. Andrew on WABC, welcome to the program. Fire away.
Dr. Savage, on a lighter note, thank God that you're on earlier. Now I can hang out with my wife.
I'm not on earlier yet. I'm not on earlier. It's not going to happen until January. You got 4 more months to go.
That's to be nice to her.
It's 3 months. It's only 90. It's like less than 90 days till the new time change. Are you going to be able to listen to my show now in the day part as I take over Hannity's time slot on Cumulus Stations?
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it. I don't have to have the laptop. I don't have to have the one earphone in one ear and try to listen to her. And sometimes I would avoid her if I was going to be on the show.
Oh, you mean avoid your wife?
Like if I was going to call in and I was on hold walk, I would avoid her.
Well, as I say, look, Hannity's a nice guy. I have nothing negative to say about him. People are going to realize they can listen to my radio show by day and watch him at night, late at night, if they want to stay up that late and when he's in the Siberia of Fox News. Thanks for the call. They want to catch what he's got to say. They don't need his radio show because he only promotes what he's going to sell on TV. He sells what's on TV that night. So what do you need it for? That's it. All right. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Okay, and we're talking about the Savage change from the big changeover to the most desired time slot in talk radio on the best stations in the country. Stations I've clamored to be on from the day I began in radio, by the way. The greatest stations are owned by Cumulus. Make no mistake about it, there are good stations elsewhere, but the A stations are owned by Cumulus. It's the beachfront real estate of radio. And in the last phase of my radio career, I'm going to be on them. It's really that simple, and I deserve it. I've worked 20 years for it, and as I've said to you, it's almost fate that it wound up this way. And you can both have Savage and Hannity. You listen to Savage on the radio, where you get my news, views, and reviews. And then you listen to him on television, where you get his take on the world. Let's put it to you that way. All the guests that no one else can get, because nobody else wants them. I mean, how many times do you want Newt Gingrich on your show? That's a sales point. We get all the guests. No one else guests. No one wants Newt Gingrich. I don't even think his mother would want him to visit if she was still alive. God bless her. How many times can you have Karl Rove on a show, you know, without playing the Horst Wessel song? 855-400-7282 is the phone number. You want Wayne LaPierre on your show again? How many times can you have Joe the Plumber on your show? So as I say, look, if you like that fare, you'll get it on television plenty, and you get to watch the lead-in. Who's that pretty girl, whoever her name is, the nail file, whatever her name is, the nail file? Megan the nail file. Megan's nail file show precedes them. So, no, you get both. It's the best of both worlds. Get Savage on the radio, and you get Hannity on TV late that night. What's the story with the baby was Obama's? Come on, Ed. Ed on WMAL. Oh, it's a rumor now. What you're about to hear is a rumor. Ed, you're on WMAL in Washington. Tell us the rumor.
I heard from a friend that's Uniform Division of Secret Service. The story going around among the guys on the outer perimeter was the woman approached the vehicle control point, said she wanted to see the president. They asked her if she had an appointment. no, they tried to brush her off, shoo her away, told her to call the White House operator to make an appointment, and she insisted. She said that she wanted the president to see his baby. That was her allegation.
Oh, my God. So she's a certifiable nutcase. Let's stop right there. Let's say this rumored story has some validity. Now, let's say she's nuts, okay? Does that justify killing her? Of course it doesn't.
Absolutely.
Why didn't they shoot her tires out? Why did they have to shoot her?
Well, I don't know that part of the story, but the part that bothered me was when Chief Lanier, who's the chief of Metro Police, and her compadre organizations of the U.S. Secret Service and the Capitol Police, she couldn't answer lots of questions, but the one thing she knew, without having an investigation, she knew that they performed heroically.
Oh, yes. Let's play clip two again. All right, we come back to the lanes tonight. We'll tell you more about what happened. Move along here.
Both at the White House and at the Capitol, the security perimeters worked. They did exactly what they were supposed to do, and they stopped a suspect from breaching the security perimeters in a vehicle at both locations. I would say that from both United States Secret Service and Capitol Police officers, from what I have seen so far in this investigation, acted heroically.
Heroically. She couldn't use a lesser description. Heroically, no. If this is heroically, we are really in trouble. We're really in trouble. Look what the country's being run by now. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier. I wonder how she got the job, because she was a hero cop? You suspect she got the job for reasons other than she had been a hero and had many commendations? Yeah, I doubt it. Where's the Congressional Black Caucus on this incident? Where are the two reverends, the so-called reverends tonight, who are quick to scream the minute someone breaks a hangnail of color? Where are they? This is an unarmed black woman, 30-some-odd years old, with a baby in the back, executed. Let's say she's nuts. Let's say she is a nut. And let's say she just panicked. Why didn't the cops, who were such heroes, shoot her tires out instead of killing her? Explain that to me. I mean, if whoever gave the command to shoot should be arrested and tried as an accessory for murder. Whichever one of the girls in the back room watching on a... I guess I watched the show Homeland too much. They all watch from, like, TV screens now. So all they saw was a black car circling the White House, and then they said, whack her. That's all. All right, shoot to kill. What kind of command is that, shoot to kill? It's a crazy woman in a car. Shoot her tires out would have been the right command. But the people we now have running things are, shoot to kill a little too quick? Again, this is one man's opinion. I don't know all the facts. But I tend towards cynicism. I have to keep giving you my caveat. And that is what it looks like to me. It looks like cops panicked and executed this woman unnecessarily. They could have taken out her tires. A lot of things they could have done. Just shot the tires out. There was a baby in the car. This is bad. It's very bad for everyone listening to the show. Unless you stand up and demand answers from the liars now going to come up with the white powder story. Now they're coming with white powder found in it. I don't see that anywhere yet, the white powder. Where's that? I don't see it on a Drudge. Nowhere. It's not even on... Wait. Boehner's job, not in the White House. Defense, gun to head. 1-800. Troops to Gulf. Immigration Act. $175 a month for a young, healthy student. Idiots. All the young people thought they were electing a cool black guy. Why did he give them a good script? All you young morons, you were so used. You are so stupid. You wanted a cool black guy for president. You didn't want that evil old white male. So now you're going to support everybody through the socialized medicine care system. You don't need health care, really. When I was young, I chose to avoid hospitals and doctors. I had no medical plan. I figured I don't need it. So now you're going to pay for all of the illegal immigrants and all of the old people who abuse the medical system. The Schechter brothers challenged the president of the United States in the 40s, FDR, who was Obama's mentor in some ways, I suppose. That's what we read in the beginning. I pray it's only FDR and it's not somebody else. But FDR was challenged by the Schechter brothers, these immigrant Jewish butchers, and they went to jail because they believed so much in their religious beliefs. They came out of jail and they fought him and they won. And then Louis Brandeis, the great Louis Brandeis, who I suppose was a liberal, when the word liberal still meant liberal, not communist, after the decision was handed down, Louis Brandeis said that FDR's regulations were a usurpation of congressional power. And I want you to go back and tell the president that we're not going to let this government centralize everything. It's come to an end. That was then. That was a liberal justice, Louis Brandeis, in the Supreme Court. And that's what will happen in this country if somebody challenges Obama's Cubicare, if you want to call it that.
Savage.